الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed in regards to maintaining moderation in our eating. The ulama have written that just as moderation is required in eating, moderation is required in our clothing as well. Moderation is required in our spending as well. Our wealth is a ni'mat from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we will be questioned in regards to our wealth on the day of Qiyamah. A person will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَهُ, that where did he earn his wealth from? And Allah Ta'ala will question that where did a person spend that wealth? As long as a person does not answer these questions, he will not be able to proceed further on the day of Qiyamah. There are so many things that we purchase which is of no real benefit to us, but because perhaps it looks very attractive, it looks very good, therefore we purchase it. The malls have been structured in such a manner that a person spends maximum time in shopping and in entertainment today. How many of us go to flea markets? We attend shows just to pass our time. And in passing time, how many things we purchase which is of no real benefit to us? The trend nowadays in the malls is that every second shop has a sale that is offering 50% of their items. We don't really require that item, but because it's marked 50% down, it is very cheap, so therefore we have to purchase that particular item. On one occasion, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he visited somebody. So he found a large pot in the lounge of that particular person. So Hazrat Mufti Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi asked him, he said that what is the objective and what is the purpose of this pot kept in the lounge? So the owner said that, Hazrat, I bought it for show. It's just to show people. So Hazrat said that this is the first time in my life I heard that pots are purchased for show. I thought that pots are used for cooking. Our Sheikh explained to us that one person came to Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, and he told Hazrat that I want to go out in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but I don't have the means, I don't have the wealth to go out in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali told him, sit down. And he says that I just want you to think a little bit, just visualize that what you have in your cabinet in the lounge, if all those ornaments that you have, which are futile, which are of no real benefit, if those items can be sold, then you'll have more than enough money to go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how much of money we waste on ornaments, on things that we don't really require? Walima is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged walima. But this also should be carried out in accordance to the sunnah. Today, thousands of rands and perhaps millions of rands are wasted in hiring halls, decoration, cutlery, etc. Whereas a simple meal could serve as walima. So much of money is spent on branded items simply because that product, it carries a particular tag or a particular name. So much of money we spend on purchasing that particular brand name. And the credit cards that we have, this has greatly contributed to our lavish lifestyles. Why? Because we purchase items which are beyond our reach. Simply because we get it now on credit, we got 12 months to pay, we got 24 months to pay, and that too it is haram because it attracts interest. Our Sheikh explains, he says that we buy things that we cannot afford with money that we don't have to impress people that we don't like. We therefore make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us simplicity in our life. The current lockdown should serve as an eye-opener for us, that tables can turn at any point and at any time. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us all, inshallah.